Baie welkom by Verstaan Jy Wat Jy Lees. Welcome to our weekly program, Searching the Scriptures. My name is Bram Klopper, and with me today, Theo Groeneveld. Hi, Theo.
Hallo, Bram. Dis baie lekker om saam met jou in die luisteraars te wees.
Baie dankie, Theo. Altyd 'n voorreg om ook saam met jou deel te neem. En ek is sommer baie opgewonde oor ons program vandag. Ons het in die laaste tyd na baie ernstige temas gekyk rondom die kruisiging en die opwekking en die hemelvaart en die uitstorting van die Heilige Gees, alles dinge waaroor ons baie by mekaar kon leer. En ek moet sê, jou program oor die taalverwarring by Babel het my baie geïnspireer. En ek het dit toe ook oorgesit in 'n preek en nou ja, so gebruik ons maar mekaar se inligting.
Ja, ons leen ons by mekaar.
Dis te wonderlik dat ons hier voorreg het om dit te doen. Theo, let's get right to the point. Our topic for today.
Bram, I want to talk about a very practical topic, and that's the topic of wellness, which people might be surprised to discover is covered in the scriptures.
If you say wellness, it sounds in the first place like a very, if I may say, topical topic. And it's quite a trendy subject at the moment. Quite a few things appearing on Facebook and on the internet and social media, etc. But what is your perspective?
Yeah, Bram, look, wellness has become the new wealth, as some have said. You know, health is wealth. And so our magazines, our talk shows, there's a lot of talk about wellness today. We have companies that appoint wellness officers in the workplace. Our medical aides have cashed in on this, and they give you rewards. You know, we won't name the medical aides, but you get rewards for wellness. And that makes sense because healthy people incur less medical costs. There are wellness products, wellness books, and the whole wellness industry is a thriving industry, but I don't want our listeners to think I'm being cynical about it. It's a very positive development that we are more alert and aware of our health and our wellness. What's interesting for me, though, is that the Bible has talked about wellness for centuries.
Well, you know, the name of our program is Searching the Scriptures, so we don't just talk on topics. We talk on topics as referred to in scriptures. So we're very interested as to know where you're going to find what about wellness in the scriptures.
Yeah, well, Bram, we're going to look at a couple of passages. Firstly, I want to look at wellness in a more generalized sense, and just give a few examples of that. For example, today scientists talk about the link between our psychological state and our physical state, and they talk about psychosomatic illnesses like ulcers and things like that, that, you know, when we're stressed, then we get a stomach ulcer or our blood pressure goes up. Proverbs, which is written some 1,000 years before Christ, says, Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
So they're
already the awareness that what happens in our heart and soul will affect our bodies. We all know the story about Daniel and his friends who asked to be put on a diet of vegetables instead of the sort of opulent food from the king's table. And while some may argue that was partly because the meat was sacrificed to idols, there was also a health component to Daniel's choices, and today there are even books about Daniel's diet.
Yes, in Afrikaans ook, a Daniel's fast of a Daniel's dieet, né?
Ja, daar sê. En as mens gaan na Konings 19, the story of Elijah, who's absolutely burnt out, and when Jezebel says, I'm going to get you, he runs into the desert, and you can, you know, today psychologists would take one look at that and call it classic burnout. Adrenaline overload or adrenaline bombing or whatever you want to call it. But I'm fascinated in how God treats him because it's very similar to what our modern day doctors would prescribe. And that's solitude, simple food, sleep, simple exercise, connection and community. And if you look at what God does for Elijah there in 1 Kings 19, it's a beautiful chapter. But God is basically Elijah's therapist, treating him for burnout.
Yeah, just the interruption there. I'm so glad you diagnosed it as burnout and not as depression, because it's very often referred to as that he was depressed, and I'm not convinced of that. And this was not, this would not be the treatment for depression. So Nick, just to make a note of that. Great. Burnout.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, he's adrenaline bombed out after all the ministry he's been doing. And then we get to Mark 6 when Jesus' disciples come back from going out two by two, and they're all excited. And then they hear about John the Baptist who is killed, and it's one thing after another. And what does Jesus do? He says, come apart by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And then a little passage that I love, and that's Paul writing to Timothy. Timothy's his young protege, and we know that Timothy was nervous because on a number of occasions Paul says to him, you know, be bold, be brave, and that. And then he says, take some wine for your stomach. Yeah. You know, and we now know medically that a little bit of red wine is actually very good to aid the digestion, especially if one is struggling with indigestion. So we just have these beautiful examples of how we see wellness being referred to in the scriptures.
Then John, in John's letters,
we're going to come to that in a bit more detail later on again. But even in John's third letter, there is a comment where John talks to his friend Gaius and inquires after his health. And we're going to get into that one in a little more detail later on. But it's just this lovely picture of, yeah, I pray it may go well and that you may enjoy good health. And this beautiful picture of John being interested in the health of his friend. And, what's interesting is that Gaius is a very classic, Greek, at least Roman name, not even a Greek name. It's a Roman name. And John is a Jew. And yet in terms of their relationship in Christ, these two are friends to the point that John makes an urgent inquiry into Gaius's health. And when we get to it a bit later on, we'll see just how urgent that inquiry is.
Then, Theo, there's a very popular term as well, but I think a very, very important term, and that is the term of holistic view. And when we spoke earlier, you referred to the fact that you think Scripture has an holistic view of wellness.
Bram, that's absolutely true. And we could probably spend a whole program talking about this. And that is that the Hebrew word shalom, which we loosely or quickly interpret as peace, vrede, when you talk to somebody who comes from a Hebrew background, a Jewish background, this idea of shalom really means wholeness. It's the wish that the whole of your life would be in harmony, that there would be connection and synchrony between every part of your life, and that the Old Testament's view of health was never just health of the body, but always this idea that wholeness included your priorities and your heart, and it's from Deuteronomy that we hear of loving the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And one gets this understanding that for a Hebrew person, life revolved around a number of areas and this idea of wholeness. Now, in the New Testament, this is reflected very beautifully in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. And this is a congregation that he's very fond of and respects and admires, and they've done well. And at the end of the letter, he says this to us. He says, May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. So you hear this sense of wholeness there, through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Theo, I'm going to read it in Afrikaans as well. 1 Thessalonians 5, vers 23, and jy is reg, is 'n baie mooi en 'n baie volledige beskrywing. Daar staan, mag God, wat vrede gee, julle volkome aan hom toegewyd maak, en julle geheel en al, en dis 'n belangrike term, julle geheel en al, na gees, siel en liggaam, so bewaar, dat julle onberispelik sal wees, wanneer ons Here Jesus Christus weerkom.
So Bram, this is such a powerful indication that as Paul thinks about the Thessalonians, he sees them as spirit, soul, and body. The spirit being the part that connects us to God, the soul being who we are and how we think, and our body being our physical being and how we take care of it and what we do with it. And for Paul, all three of those dimensions of the, yeah, of his beloved congregation are important to him. And that reminds me of another really important verse, and that is Luke 2, verse 52, that talks about how Jesus grew in wisdom, which we could call the mental dimension, in stature, which we could call the physical dimension, in favor with God, which we could call the spiritual dimension, and with humankind, which we could call the emotional and relational dimension. And it's significant that Luke, and remember he was a doctor, would note Jesus' holistic development in all four of these areas, or we could even call them the four legs of life's table. You know, in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and in favor with humankind. But maybe you could read it for us in Afrikaans.
Theo, net voordat ek het lees, net die baie belangrike opmerking, ek weet in Afrikaans is baie mense geneig om wanneer hulle die woorde gees, siel en liggaam hoor, aan drie afsonderlike dele van 'n mens te dink, wat ook moeilik geskei kan word, maar dis a baie, baie verdraaide konsep, en dis nie nou ons hoofthema nie, maar 'n kantopmerking sou net wees om eerder te sê, eerder as om te vertaal, ons het 'n siel, ons het 'n liggaam, en ons het 'n gees, om net korrek te vertaal, ons is siel, en ons is liggaam, en ons is gees, want ons hele wese is in staat tot geestelikheid en 'n geestelike verhouding met God. En daar's nie 'n skeiding tussen hierdie drie dele nie, en dit sluit aan by jou hele konsep van wholeness, né?
Ja.
En holistic. Ja, dan die teks waarna jy verwys in Lukas 2 vers 52, en Jesus het verstandelik en liggaamlik gegroei en in guns by God en die mense toegeneem. Daai guns sou ook vertaal kon word met die Afrikaanse woord statuur. Stature.
Goed, maar weer eens sien mens daai vier bene, die verstand, die liggaam en dan die verhouding met God en dan die verhouding met sy medemens.
Ja.
So al vier bene van daai tafel van ontwikkeling is daar.
Ja.
En dis deel van hoofstuk 2 wat soort van die storie van Jesus se ontwikkeling is.
Ja.
Van wanneer hulle hom na die tempel toe vat, toe wanneer hy 12 jaar oud is en nou totdat hy volledig mens word. Maar Bram, ons skuif dan oor na die volgende deel van ons gesprek, en dit is dat die hierdie hele idee van gesondheid ook in die Nuwe Testament baie persoonlik na toe verwys word, and I'm talking about how John writes to Gaius, as we were talking about earlier. And this is his friend. It's a friend in the gospel by the looks of the relationship, somebody that he's mentoring. And yet John expresses a very keen, very specific interest in Gaius's well-being. And so I'm going to read a passage from 3 John verses 2 and 4. 3 John only has one chapter. So I'm reading verses 2 to 4. And then I'm going to ask Bram if you'll read it for us in Afrikaans. So John writes, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth."
Theo in Afrikaans, "Liewe Gaius, ek hoop dat jy gesond is en dat het in alle opsigte so goed gaan met jou as wat het geestelik met jou gaan. Ek was baie bly toe hier medegelowiges kom en van jou trou aan die waarheid vertel, hoe jy in die waarheid lewe. Niks verskaf my groter vreugde nie as om te hoor dat my kinders in die waarheid lewe."
So Bram, if we look at this passage and it really is just a very beautiful little passage and an insight into the relationships that we see in the New Testament. The upfront summary of this little passage would be that there are 5 topics for us to talk about. And the first is friendship. The second is prayer. The third is wellness. The fourth is impact. And the fifth is truth. And in terms of the friendship, we're going to explore the relationship between John and Gaius, but then the broader implication. When we talk about prayer, we're going to look at how prayer and wellness are interlinked. Then we're going to look at wellness in 3 important dimensions. And then we'll discover that for John, the reason for wellness is that one can have an impact. That when we are well, we can have an impact. And then finally, we'll explore the idea that for John, all wellness is rooted in truth. And we'll see that this word truth is repeated numerous times in this passage because it is so important to John.
Right. Theo, let's start off with the first you mentioned, and that is friendship.
Right, so Bram, it's lovely that John can refer to Gaius as his friend. And in the text, the Greek literally is agapao, which means beloved. It's an indication of real trust and deep friendship. And it's significant for us that John has made friends across a racial and a political and a power divide, because Rome was oppressing the Jews, and yet in the light of the gospel, these two have a friendship that surpasses that. And it's significant because, you know, you might be saying, but yeah, you know, isn't John just saying, how are you? Yeah. But there's much more to this than that, because he literally says, I pray that it may go well with you. And then when you look at the attention to how it should go well with Gaius, you hear a pastor's heart. You hear the concern of a friend who is on. He's not just being polite. He's not just following the convention of letter writing. This is significant interest in the health of his friend. And one of the things we need to recognize, and we'll emphasize this a bit later on again, is that part of our health is to have kingdom friends. Mm. And we've seen this particularly over the coronavirus period, how devastating loneliness was. Mm. And somebody went as far as saying that loneliness can be as harmful to your health as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day can be. You know, that when we have no connection, this can be devastating to our health. Sure. And so the first emphasis here is friendship.
I think we can hardly emphasize that strong enough, but let's move on to the second one, which you said is prayer.
Right. And yeah, as I said earlier, it's not just that John says, I hope you're well, or are you well? He says, I pray that you're well. And this idea that we can bring even the practical aspects of our lives to God in prayer. And if you look at it, he prays for three things. He says, I pray that your health and your circumstances and your soul will be well. So the prayer is detailed and thoughtful, and this is also a healthy part of our existence, is that we can bring our lives and the practical aspects of our lives to God in prayer.
Yeah, let's go on to the third one, which you call wellness.
So, Bram, I mean, our whole program is about wellness here, but what's important for me here is how John sees wellness. And we've already talked about body, mind, and or body, soul, and spirit, and we've talked about wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with a fellow human being. Looking at it is the way that John looks at it here. And he says, I pray that it will go well with your body. I pray that it will go well with your circumstances. And I pray that it may be well with your soul. And again, those are three important dimensions of our beings. And then our circumstances, are we at peace with those around us, or are we cynical and bitter and negative and twisted? And what is our attitudes towards life? How are our bodies doing? And then how are our souls doing? And imagine if we were to ask our friends from time to time, how is your body? How is your soul? And how are you coping with everything that's going on? How are you coping with all the load shedding, and what's happening to your attitude and your perspectives? These are important questions to ask. And so these three dimensions are incredibly valuable.
Sure. Well, Theo, that's quite a mouthful. Then one that sounds fairly unusual, you called impact the fourth perspective.
So, Bram, it's just striking that for John, if it is going well with Gaius, then he will have an impact. And in the text it says, it gave me great joy to have some of the brothers come and tell me about your faithfulness and how you continue to walk in the truth. So when Gaius is functioning well, his life has an impact. And this is kind of the point that is being made here, is that John wants Gaius to be well so that Gaius's life will have an impact. And it kind of sounds like an obvious thing, but we don't always get this right, that we can do more ministry with a healthy body and a healthy lifestyle and a healthy soul.
Matthew, I'd like for a moment just to turn the two around and also say that when we have impact, we seem to be more healthy.
Because yes.
Dit is van so groot waarde dat mense verskil maak. Mense wat weet hulle maak 'n verskil en betrokke is by dinge wat 'n verskil maak, dit gaan met hulle in alle opsigte beter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the very important one is truth.
Ramsay, our time is running really short, but what's significant is that John repeats this word truth over and over and over in this short passage. And in just four verses, he refers to the truth six times. And the point is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that all of life finds its roots and its meaning and its direction in who Jesus is and in the gospel of Christ. And so really what John is saying is, a life lived apart from the gospel and apart from the truth is a life that is out of balance. And so part of being healthy is knowing the truth and knowing the one who is the truth.
Theo, in the moments we have left, you could just give us a very, very brief conclusion, please.
Really, it would just be to ask our listeners, use this passage and this passage in John to say, do I have kingdom friends? Is prayer a part of my life? Am I looking after my body, my attitudes to my circumstances and my soul? Is my life impacting others? And am I rooted in the truth of who Jesus is? These are good self-diagnostic questions and will lead us to wellness.
Well, Theo, I'm very glad you mentioned the term there, self, as we need to go and do self and introspection on this. I think there's so much value in these guidelines that you've taken from Scripture, and we can all just learn from this. Listeners, we thank you for sharing in our program. We remind you that if you're tuned in late, there will be a repeat on Friday evening at 9, Sunday morning at 1 o'clock, and again Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And if you missed the program totally, there is now the option of a podcast. Time for us to say goodbye from Theo Groeneveld.
Be well, everybody. God bless.
And from myself, Bram Klopper. God bless.